Test for English Majors, 2000, Grade 4. Part 2, Dictation.
What we know about language. Many things about language are a mystery and will remain so. However, we now do know something about it. First, we know that all human beings have a language of some sort. No human race anywhere on Earth is so backward that it has no language of its own at all. Second, there is no such thing as a primitive language. There are many people whose cultures are undeveloped, but the languages they speak are by no means primitive. In all the languages existing in the world today, there are complexities that must have been developed for years. Third, we know that all languages are perfectly adequate. Each is a perfect means of expressing its culture. And finally, we know that language changes over time, which is natural and normal if a language is to survive. The language which remains unchanged is nothing but dead. The second reading. What we know about language. Many things about language are a mystery. And will remain so. However, we now do know something about it. First, we know that all human beings have a language of some sort. No human race anywhere on Earth is so backward that it has no language of its own at all. Second, there is no such thing as a primitive language. There are many people whose cultures are undeveloped, but the languages they speak are by no means primitive. In all the languages existing in the world today, there are complexities that must have been developed for years. Third, we know that all languages are perfectly adequate. Each is a perfect means of expressing its culture. And finally, we know that language changes over time. Which is natural and normal if a language is to survive. The language which remains unchanged is nothing but dead. The third reading. What we know about language. Many things about language are a mystery. And will remain so. However, we now do know something about it. First, we know that all human beings have a language of some sort. No human race anywhere on earth is so backward that it has no language of its own at all. Second, there is no such thing as a primitive language. There are many people whose cultures are undeveloped but the languages they speak are by no means primitive. In all the languages existing in the world today, there are complexities that must have been developed for years. Third, we know that all languages are perfectly adequate. Each is a perfect means of expressing its culture. And finally, we know that language changes over time. Which is natural and normal if a language is to survive. The language which remains unchanged is nothing but dead. The last reading. What we know about language. Many things about language are a mystery and will remain so. However, we now do know something about it. First, we know that all human beings have a language of some sort. No human race anywhere on earth is so backward that it has no language of its own at all. Second, there is no such thing as a primitive language. There are many people whose cultures are undeveloped, but the languages they speak are by no means primitive. In all the languages existing in the world today, there are complexities that must have been developed for years. Third, we know that all languages are perfectly adequate. Each is a perfect means of expressing its culture. And finally, we know that language changes over time, which is natural and normal if a language is to survive. The language which remains unchanged is nothing but dead.
You have 2 minutes to check through your work. This is the end of the dictation. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Statements.
Number 1. Harry's brother would not remain an engine driver if he were ambitious.
Number 2. Would you mind waiting a few minutes? Miss Alice is being examined by her physician at the moment.
Number 3. Joan is in hospital. I'd like to send her a handbag she can use later in the law office where she is employed.
Number 4. Mary and I work in the same office. We're on 5 days and off 2 days in a week. Every time I see her, she is wearing a different silk scarf.
Number 5. Welcome aboard Southeast service to Red Hill, East Croydon, and Victoria with changes in Red Hill for Guildford.
Number 6. What we need here is a clerk who is careful and considerate. Let's write that in the ad. Carefulness and consideration are a must.
Number 7. I used to think Emily was honest and trustworthy, but now I know better.
Number 8. The first train to Green Hill leaves at 6:28. There's a train every hour on the hour and every 28 minutes past the hour.
Number 9. The trouble is, no matter how hard he tried, Malcolm didn't seem to get anywhere.
Section B. Conversation. Number 10. What do you think? Am I okay?
Well, there is some inflammation, it seems to me. I want to have a thorough checkup and do some tests. Number 11. It's hot. I wish it would rain and cool off.
This is unusual for November. I don't remember it ever being so hot and dry in November before.
Number 12. Many people prefer taking public buses or the subway or even taxis because parking is getting to be a real headache in some parts of the city.
That doesn't surprise me. Number 13. Hello, good morning. I'm calling to check on the status of my computer.
Well, the new parts have just come in, so it should be ready by Friday.
Number 14. My goodness, the service in this restaurant is really terrible. A lot worse than before.
Right. It's high time they got rid of half the staff here, if you ask me. Number 15. Operator, I booked a long-distance collect call to my sister in Switzerland 25 minutes ago, but I haven't got a reply yet.
Sorry, I'll ring it for you right now. Number 16. I'll wear this blue jacket. I like the color on me, don't you think?
I think it looks terrific on you, really.
Number 17. How did Mr. Hunt's project turn out? I heard he had trouble with the financing, and then he couldn't get the land he wanted.
It's true. He did have difficulties at first, but all in all, the project couldn't have turned out better.
Section C, News Broadcast. Question 18 is based on the following news.
NATO and Russia are reporting some progress in efforts to finalize a charter governing their post-Cold War relationship, but they stressed more work must be done to settle their differences in military and political issues. A fifth round of talks between the Russian Foreign Minister and the NATO Secretary General ended Tuesday in Luxembourg. Questions 19 and 20 are based on the following news.
A Boeing 727 aircraft with 51 passengers and 10 crew on board has crashed into a mountainside just outside the Colombian capital, Bogota. Police and rescue workers said everyone was killed when the plane exploded, scattering wreckage over a wide area. The crash happened shortly after takeoff when the plane was unable to gain enough height to clear the mountains. The aircraft belonged to Ecuador Airlines, but it has been chartered by Air France for the route from Bogota to the Ecuadorian capital, Quito. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following news.
The U.S. has designated 30 international groups as terrorist organizations, barring them from receiving money, weapons, or other support from U.S. citizens. The new terrorist list includes the Palestinian group Hamas, the pro-Iranian Hezbollah, Cambodia's Khmer Rouge, the Basque separatist group ETA, Sri Lanka's Tamil Tigers, and the Peruvian-based Shining Path, and Tupac Amaru Revolutionary Movement. The list does not include the Irish Republican Army or the Palestinian Liberation Organization. U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright says the affected groups will have their U.S. visas revoked and U.S. financial assets frozen. Question 23 is based on the following news.
Israeli prosecutors are reviewing charges against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after Israeli police called for his indictment. Justice Ministry officials say they hope the decision on whether to bring charges against the Israeli leader will be announced Sunday. The case stemmed from the appointment of Roni Baron as Israel's Attorney General. Critics charge the appointment was part of a conspiracy to end the trial of a Netanyahu political ally. Questions 24 and 25 are based on the following news.
The combined left-wing opposition in France has defeated President Jacques Chirac's ruling conservative coalition in the first round of the country's parliamentary elections. Projections by French television give the socialist-led opposition 40% of the vote, and Mr. Chirac's center-right coalition 37%. If the left secures a majority of seats in parliament, socialist leader Lionel Jospin will likely become prime minister in a power-sharing arrangement with President Chirac.
This is the end of part 3, Listening Comprehension.